Come to Calvary is an invitation from God's heart to ours. 700 years before Christ, the prophet Isaiah wrote of him, "He will be raised and lifted up, and by his wounds we are healed." Jesus himself said, "I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." Hear his invitation. Come to Calvary. Jerusalem, city of peace. Jesus loves Jerusalem because it represents the hopes and fears of this strife-torn world of humanity. He came unto his own, the Gospel of John tells us, and he came to die for our transgressions. The hymn writer wrote, "I'll go with him through the garden, come along with us, then on this journey to Calvary, into Jerusalem, to the upper room, through the temple and across the Kidron Valley, to the Garden of Gethsemane, through the Judgment Hall, along the Way of Sorrows, and yes, to Calvary. Then finally, to the victorious empty tomb. Let us take up our crosses and follow him, knowing the wonder of the love that sent Jesus to Calvary. John 3:16 says it best, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Yeah.
Before Jesus went to Calvary, he came humbly into Jerusalem riding a young donkey. People shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" May we, with all who sincerely give allegiance to him, say, "Blessed is he." Luke's gospel tells us that before his death on Calvary, Jesus sent his disciples to ask, "Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" The Passover lamb was like the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the worthy lamb of Revelation 5:12. sung by heaven's host. One day all will join in praise of our worthy Lamb of God.
Worthy is the Lamb.
After Jesus shared the Passover meal with his disciples, he went with them to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done."
Sent to Calvary. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flows be a fence, the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. could my tears forever flow? Could my veil no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand, no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold beyond thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let me hide myself in thee.
When Judas came with the armed multitude to arrest Jesus, our Savior surrendered to the Father's will. The Bible says he was made sin for us in order to take away our sins on Calvary. May we trust our Father by trusting the one he sent. Then they came to the place of the skull, also called Calvary, where they crucified him. As he died, Jesus prayed, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And he breathed his last.
Thank you. us in you. I trust in you, only you.
On the third day after Jesus was buried, early Sunday morning, the women came to the tomb and found it empty. They were told to go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen.
Hearing the sound of your voice calling me to the light. Cry of repentance, night and day difference, drawn by the fire of your love that's burning so bright. Marvelous light, marvelous light. Calling us out of the dark into marvelous light. Marvelous light. Marvelous light. We're running to feel the freedom, reflecting the light of your kingdom. He's calling us out of the dark into marvelous light. We have been chosen, his priceless possession. We've been purchased with passion, liberated by love. The privilege of freedom, you are the reason. We're drawn by the fire in your eyes, we can't get enough of. Marvelous light, marvelous light, calling me up, calling me out of the dark into marvelous light, marvelous light, marvelous light. We're running to feel the freedom, reflecting the light of your kingdom. He's calling us out of the dark into marvelous light. Oh, marvelous. It was marvelous. Yeah, marvelous. It was marvelous. So yeah, it was marvelous. Whoa, marvelous. It was marvelous. Yes, it was marvelous. Marvelous. It was marvelous. Yes, it was marvelous. Yes, it was.
Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Beyond the cross, the empty tomb reminds us of Christ's victory over death. But we must not forget the cross. The cross is a beacon of hope pointing us to God's love. There, our sins were punished and paid for by our Savior's suffering and death. It is still our guiding light in the storms of life and will lead us home to heaven.
This world tries to distract me from the things that I must do.
And sometimes my heart feels heavy and your face seems far from view. Like a ship out on the angry west, there's a light there on the shore.
And I know I'm not alone here anymore.
I keep my eyes on the cross, my eyes on the cross. And when hope is far from you, Lord, I will fix my eyes on you. I'll keep my eyes on the cross, my eyes on the cross. Like a beacon points the way to a ship that's been lost. So I will find my way home if I keep my eyes on the cross. Sometimes I turn my face away in shame for what I've done.
Then I can totally hear my Savior say, that is why I sent my Son.
So when the trials seem too much to bear, I will look to Calvary. For in the shadow of the cross, it's plain to see. I'll keep my eyes on the cross, my eyes on the cross. And when hope, Lord, I will fix my eyes on you. I'll keep my eyes on the cross, my eyes on the cross. Like a beacon lights the way to a ship that's been lost. So I will find my way home if I keep my eyes on the cross. There's hope for tomorrow.
There is peace for today.
If we focus on the cross of Christ, His love will light the way. I'll keep my eyes on the cross, my eyes on the cross. And when hope is far from you, Lord,
Easter is a celebration of the one who rose triumphant over the grave. The disciples met on the first day of the week to celebrate the risen Christ. Let us continually celebrate our victorious Lord who conquered death.
Thank you.
the grave.